to Live Your Full Life Now podcast. I'm so glad that you decided to continue joining on this journey about learning how to apply God's word, learn from it, and apply it on everyday's lives and be blessed by it. And honestly, keep our joy, keep our peace, no matter what we're going through. So the last two teachings that I've done have been on the subject of I want a different life now. And I did mention that I might change the title, even though it might be a continuation of that teaching. And I've decided to title this teaching, Loving and Respecting Yourself in a Healthy Way. And the reason I decided to do this teaching, because you see the both extremes in the world, even among Christians, where we can be, or even in the world, extremely selfish, or we can be extremely selfless and not really have any boundaries with ourselves and other people, to the point where our lives have reached a point where we don't like where we are, we don't like who we are, we don't like what we've done, and we kind of like in a state of unhappiness because of it. So as like I said, it is a continuation of a previous teaching, but I titled it different. So if you reach the point where you say, I want a different life now, we're going to take a look at why. Why? How did we get to this point? And very well, it has to do with the fact that you haven't loved yourself and respected yourself in a biblical, healthy way. And that's what we're going to explore. What does the Bible say about that? Because sometimes the Christian point of view about loving yourself is you have to be selfless. You have to make yourself nothing and not want or desire anything. And you continually just have to do good works and nothing for yourself, not counting yourself worthy. And that makes you a good Christian. That's actually the worldview. And I believe, honestly, that's what a lot of religion teaches people, that that's what you have to be if you're a true Christian, you know. And then there's the worldview that really it basically teaches us selfishness. Like, no, it's all about you. You have to be health. You have to be happy. You have to have the desires of your heart all the time. You got to do whatever it takes to make yourself happy because nobody else cares or will do anything to make you happy. So that's the other extreme, which is wrong also. So we're going to talk about where is the middle ground. How does the Bible teaches us to have that balance where we can love and respect ourselves, but at the same time, we're, you know, honoring God with his word as far as loving other people, because it was one of the two main commandments that Jesus talked about. So let's see what the Bible has to say about that. Matthew 22, verses 34 through 40. And this is when one of the Pharisees asked, well, let me just read it to you. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. In other words, he's saying, you have to honor and know and respect and do these commandments before you can follow any other laws that I've given you. And so the first one is to love your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. But the second one, he's saying, love others as you love yourself. So in other words, he's acknowledging that we do, or maybe that's our human nature, to love ourselves. He's like, as you love yourself, love others, right? He's not saying you should not love yourself at all and just love others. He's saying love others as you love yourself. So there's a lot of scriptures that I will be referencing as far as finding that balance of loving and respecting ourselves, and also at the same time being obedient to the word of God as far as honoring his word and loving others. So my question to you guys today is, how do you see yourself today? Do you see yourself according to the enemy's lies, the negative thoughts that come to your head, or do you see yourself according to God's truth? Because if you're constantly hearing these thoughts that are accusing in your mind, like you're a mess up, you screwed up, you made a mistake, you failed at this, at that, the Bible says the accuser of the brethren is Satan. So if it's continually an accusing voice in our head, that's what the Bible says. That is the voice of the enemy coming against you. Revelations 12:10, it says, "Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, 'Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah, for the accuser of our brothers and sisters, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down.'" So who's accusing God's children in front of him all the time? Satan, right? So if you, again, if you're hearing that accusing voice in your head, it's the enemy coming against you. It's demons that are continually accusing you and coming against you that you messed up, you screwed up, you're not good at this, nobody loves you, you can't do this, you're not capable of this, you're constantly coming against you or even comparing you with other people who may have different gifts than you, right? If the accuser is coming against you, please know that the accuser is a liar. Okay, Satan and all the demons, they're liars. They're not going to tell you the truth. They're not going to tell you who you are, but they're going to come against that truth, especially if you haven't heard it, and make you believe their lies. Jesus said this in John 8:44. He says, "You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies." So in other words, Jesus is saying that Satan is a liar, the demons are liars, and there's no truth in them. So anytime you hear those thoughts, you have to know that these are lies and they're not the truth. So it's really important to find out, how do you see yourself and why do you see yourself that way? Because the way you see yourself, it will either lower or escalate your ambition to reach your goals and to do great things. If you think of yourself lower, if you believe enemy's lies, you won't even take action to reach your goals. You won't even see yourself succeeding or doing the things that God has prepared in advance for you to do, that God sees you capable of doing. You're just going to believe the lies and say, what's the point? Like, it's not going to work. I can't do it, right? So it's like a self-defeating prophecy. So the enemy definitely is going to lie about who you are and what you're capable of. You have a choice. You have a choice to believe what the enemy tells you, or you have a choice to see yourself through the Word of God. What does the Word of God say about you? The Word of God says that you were created in God's image. I mean, this is a profound mystery. Like, we were created in God's image. What does that mean exactly? Have you ever, like, thought about it deeply? But again, that's what the Bible says. Genesis 1:27 says, "So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them." So right there, Genesis 1:27 says, he created us in his own image. He's a creator, right? He has compassion. He has love. He has joy. So he created us in his image. So it's important to remember, you guys remember that you're valuable. You were created in God's image. Luke 12:7 says, so this is another verse that has to remind you of how important you are to God. It says, "Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." So can you guess how many hairs do you have on your hair, unless you're bald? But at some time you had hair, even if you're bald, right? So the Bible is saying he cares about you so much that he even knows. He's numbered the number of hairs on your head. And then there's the verse about our bodies being the temple of God. This is really important for us to realize that we have to care, again, love and respect ourselves, our bodies. Why? Because our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit houses in our body. If you're truly a follower of Christ, and if you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior and ask the Holy Spirit, and you've asked for the Holy Spirit, then he lives in you. The Bible says he lives in you. 1 Corinthians 6:19 says, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own." In other words, something amazing happened when you surrendered your life to Christ. When you said, I'm yours, what happened is he sent the Holy Spirit to come live inside of you. And he's saying, because you made that contact with God, basically, now you don't belong to yourself anymore. Now you became a child of God. Now he owns you. He owns your body, right? Again, he owns, his spirit is in you, but still in our mind, he's still giving us a free will to make our own choices. So what happens when those, you know, negative self-defeating thoughts come? What does the Bible tell us to do when those thoughts come? Well, Philippians 4:8 says, it literally tells us what we should be thinking about. It says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. It's literally telling you what you should set your mind on. And you might say, and honestly, I have family members who say that, I don't have control over my thoughts. I cannot control my thoughts. These are just my thoughts. There's nothing I can do. Obviously, that's not true, because the Bible says we have control over our thoughts. We can literally choose to think on something good versus something that's self-defeating. It's negative. It's ugly. It brings our spirit down. It makes us feel bad about ourselves, about the world, or about whatever, our family members. We can literally choose to think of something good, right? Something noble, something pure. And there's tons of examples of what we can think about. I think most importantly, it's the word of God, really. Something that applies to all these things, true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, praiseworthy. To me, it's the word of God. But you can choose to think about anything that brings you joy, right? That kind of reflects those things. And then you might say, well, okay, fair enough, but like things have happened to me, or I've done things in the past, made mistakes, that it just comes to my mind and I just feel really bad, like about the time that I wasted, about the resources that I wasted, about the mistakes that I made. And I just think about them and it just gets me really down. Okay, fair enough. Let's see what the Bible says about that. It says, this is Paul writing to Philippians. It's saying in Philippians 3:13, he says, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. So yes, you made mistakes. I made mistakes. We've all made mistakes. This is how we learn and grow from our mistakes, right? Like I said it before, at the time we thought we're making the right decision, though it turned out to be a wrong decision, okay? You have to be able to understand dwelling on that is not going to accomplish anything. It's not going to change the past. You cannot go to the past and change it. You can only go forward. But when you're dwelling on the past mistakes and failures, you're stuck where you are. This is the enemy's plan to keep you from progressing, from moving forward to accomplishing greater, bigger things for yourself, for your family, for God, to be used by him to bless others. You're kind of stuck thinking about the past, although you do know there's nothing you can do about it. So what does the Bible says? He says, even though I haven't figured it all out yet, he's saying, well, one thing I do, I have figured out, that I'm going to forget about what happened in the past. I'm not going to keep looking in the rearview mirror and looking, oh, I shouldn't have done that. I messed up there. I wasted that time, that resource, that money, that friendship. I screwed up that relationship, or, you know, forget it. Then you cannot go back and change it. So forgive yourself, okay, and forgive the people who have wronged you, because trust me, it has gotten you stuck where you are. You're not moving forward. So next time that thought comes, say, you know what? Nothing I can do about it. I'm letting it go. Lord, forgive me for making those mistakes, and I forgive those who've hurt me. So I'm moving forward, Lord. What is it you want me to do? So I think this is going to be a process, you guys, from not liking ourselves, not liking where we are in life, to get to a point where we at least start to love ourselves and like ourselves and do things for ourselves that will improve our view of life, and it will bring us joy and peace. Because I said there's definitely the two extremes where there are people who continually use all their resources to do good to other people, to help them, to give them the desires of their heart, to bring joy to them, but for some reason they won't do any of that for themselves, okay? And then there's the other people who just won't do anything for anybody else, who are so selfish, and it's all about, I need to take care of myself or nobody else will. So if that's you, we're going to kind of renew your mind with the word of God and bring you in the middle where you will have a healthy outlook, healthy lifestyle, where you do love yourself, respect yourself, and you're still being used by God to love others and to accomplish God's will in your life. Remember, you were created for a purpose, to do good works, right? Remember, God, before the creation of the world, he predestined you to be his sons and daughters. So we're going to continue this teaching, but I just want to add one more thing, and that is, you know, a lot of people are not aware, but they continually subconsciously punish themselves, and they make their own plans fail for themselves because they feel guilty about the mistakes they made in the past. So they will not do any good things for themselves, and they will kind of jeopardize any good plans that is about to happen to them because they feel like they don't deserve it. They continually feel like they have to be punished for the mistakes they made because growing up, they were taught that you have to be perfect and do everything right, right? They forgot that we're humans and we're all going to make mistakes and fail and fall. But the good news is that we have a Savior who, you know, he lifts us up, he cleans us up, he restores our brokenness as if it never happened, you know, as if he never made that mistake. He restores it all for us. He's so good. So unless you come and taste how good he is, you're not going to receive his love. So this is really going to be a process where you have to realize where you are in life, and you have to want to receive that love that God has for you, because we can't give love unless we receive love, right? How can we love others if you don't love ourselves? So I think that's where a lot of people are, where they don't like themselves. They don't like the way they look. They don't like where they live. They don't like their spouses. They don't like their kids. They don't like their jobs. They're just like in this hate mode. So we're going to hopefully, with the word of God, guide you in a place where you can get where you're going to start loving yourself and respecting yourself and enjoying your life. So it's definitely going to be a journey. So I hope you will decide to go on this journey with me about, again, learning how to love ourselves in a healthy way, respecting ourselves in a healthy way, where we can not only live this life, but enjoy it, okay? So until the next teaching, God be with you and God bless you.